This podcast is sponsored by FlashFilmAcademy.com. If you're into photography, filmmaking, or video production, FlashFilmAcademy.com is an online training platform designed to help you monetize your passion. There's a ton of information online to help you capture a better image, but there's only one place you need to go if your goal is to make a living doing what you love. Enroll today to get 3 free courses. FlashFilmAcademy.com. It's time to turn your passion into profit. Save 25% off your first course when you use promo code THAT25. That's THAT25.
This is a Flash Film Media podcast. When it comes to being an entrepreneur, when it comes to going into business, there is a life lesson you have to learn as you move forward. And I had a chance to talk to a lot of friends and did quite a few consultants this week and had a chance to just talk to people. And there was one nagging theme. A lot of people don't know that a lot of these live sessions come from conversations and they come from, you know, consultants or just they come from life. Right. Today, I want to talk about something that a lot of people do and it messes up your life. It messes up your ability to be a fearless entrepreneur and it messes up your ability to do things you want to do. And that's you wait on other people, right? Because you want to take this journey with your whole crew and your whole crew. They not going with you today. That's what we're going to talk about. Before I get started, Andre, it's good looking out on the super chat before we even roll the intro. Good looking out. Let's roll the intro and let's get right into it. See, we got a few people in the room, so let's get started. Let's get right into it. People showed up on time and ready to go, so let me show up on time and ready to go. Today, we're talking about something that is very important to your business. It's very important to your business. It's one of the most important things you can understand about your business. And people go into business and they don't really have this figured out and they don't do well. They just don't do well while in business. And they don't make it. Today we're going to talk about value proposition, right? Value proposition. What does it mean? Why do you need it? What is your value proposition as a company, as a business, as a video?
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Photographer in this industry. What is yours? Stay tuned. That's what we're going to talk about. What's going on, guys? If this is your first time on this channel, you got to know that this channel is simply about how to turn your passion into profit, the business side of content creation. So all my podcasters, all my videographers, all my photographers and editors and colorists, this is a channel designed to help you understand the business side of the industry. Now, you can go to the mother channels if you want to learn how to make your big auntie skinny or you want to learn how to make her frown and smile in your pictures. That's great. That's what they're for. But here we talk about how to get that bag. And that's it. We talk about the business side of content creation. And today we want to talk about value proposition. It is a big deal. It's probably something you like. I never heard of that. Every single business that you know that's a Fortune 500 company has what's called a value proposition. Let me read the definition of what a value proposition is so that you can have a better understanding and you can see how you can implement it and work it into your business because you need this to be successful. Period. You won't make it without this. All right. A value proposition refers to the value a company promises to deliver to the customer should they choose to buy their product. Let me say that part again because it's big. You got your paper and your pencil. You want to circle something. You want to write down one sentence and everything I'm about to say. This is it, right? Good looking out, Big Mid Media. He said, I purchased the contract pack, used the email template for prospecting, set up 2 customer meetings this week. One is potentially huge. Thanks, Ty. It is dope. to hear that. I had to stop because it's dope to hear that you use the email templates to get big money. I love to hear that, bro. Keep those coming. I love to get a video testimonial from you. But let me go back to value proposition, because I want to say that again. I want to give you some time to get your paper and your pencil ready, because I know some people missed it. It flew over some people's head. Value proposition refers to the value a company promises to deliver to the customer should they choose to buy their product. Very important. Very important. My sprinkler system just went off, but it's all good. You probably can't hear it. A value proposition is a part of a company's overall marketing strategy. The value proposition provides a declaration of intent or a statement that introduces a company's brand to a consumer by telling them what the company stands for, how it operates, and why it deserves their business. What is your value proposition? Let me go over that one more time, because there's some jewels in that. There's some light bulb moments. There's some big ticket items in that, right? Think about that. A value proposition is a part of a company's overall marketing strategies, right? Remember how I told you to focus on a niche? It's hard to have a value proposition if you're everywhere, right? Netflix value proposition is somewhere along the lines of getting you movies, getting you original and great content. That's it. They could have did video games. They could have did live sports. I'm actually listening to a podcast that talks about that. We'll get into that later, because it's a really good podcast about the business side of the industry. But a value proposition, you got to know what that is for your brand. What does it look like for your company? Right? It should be your statement that's on your website. Your value proposition is what sets you apart. It's what makes you expensive. It's what add value to your business. It's what clients feel like they can only get from you that they can't get from nowhere else. It's the value that you add to the market. Right? The value proposition provides a declaration of intent or a statement that introduces a company's brand to customers by telling them what the company stands for, how it operates, and why it deserves their business. If you are a member and you have, if you purchase the 5 key steps for creating a demo reel that converts, you're creating a value proposition video. That's what you're doing. If you look at my video on my website, Flashroom Academy, it states those three things. It's an aha moment for you. It's a reason why I went that route, because I understand that when you present your value proposition to a customer and it makes sense, they will do business with you way more times than not. I'm going to go over that one more time. It's like we in church. I'm going to read the same paragraph 8 times till you get it. The value proposition provides a declaration of intent. That means we intend to. Or a statement that one introduces the customer, introduces the company brand to the customer. How you doing? We're Flash Film Media. Number two, tell them what the company stands for. We stand for creating great content to help you engage with your clients, right? And how it operates and why it deserves their business. I talk about flexecution in my demo reel. That's how we operate. We're flexible and we execute. I talk about why we deserve their business. We deserve their business because we create content that converts to that engages in your audience. Now listen to my mission statement on my page. Discover new ways to increase client engagement using digital content designed to get results. Under Flash Film Media, it says creative media designed to get results. So I talk about that. I give you my value proposition. I tell you why I'm the company you should go with over anybody else. My whole demo reel is dedicated to that. Again, look at Joe Blow, who got videos and music, and then you come look at mine. It's not even close. It's not even close. It's a moped versus a Corvette. It's not even close. It's a mini bike versus a Corvette. There's nothing to think about. The only thing you thinking when you see me is, can I afford this guy? And that's what I want you to be thinking. Now, let me go on to what's next. A value proposition can be presented as a business or marketing statement that the company uses to summarize why a customer should buy their product or use their service. Let me say it again, because this is deep. This is something that a lot of people sitting there with business ideas and LLCs and companies, and they looking to get customers and they want to find customers. They're like, what a business that? Why I can't close a sale? How do I get customers? What lens should I buy? And they don't have this statement for their business. This should be on your wall. This is a part of your culture. Think big. If you're not thinking a big building downtown with a skyscraper that light up with your logo on it someday and a fleet of vans leaving out to go capture something, you ain't thinking big enough. If you ain't thinking Netflix, HBO, you ain't thinking big enough, right? Great media companies shoot shows and sell them to NBC and make millions, $5 and $6 million an episode, right? Great media companies do things like that. So let me say this again for you. A value proposition can be presented as a business or marketing statement that a company uses to summarize why a customer should buy their products or use their services. Remember on my page, discover new ways to increase client engagement using digital content designed to get results. Now, when I talk about my statement, and I hear some statements and I seen one posted about ROI and things like that, remember, don't say it in a way that makes sense to you or show your feature. Only speak in terms of the benefit to the client, because when they read it, that's all they're going to understand, right? They aren't going to understand what happens to them. They don't care if the Mercedes-Benz has triple layer technology, dual coil packing the seats. They don't care. What they care about is it can warm your butt in 2.3 seconds. So instead of saying this guy's dual coil layer that heats up in 2.3 seconds with the semiconductor, they don't care about that. Hey, this Mercedes has seat warmers that can get warm in 3 seconds. That's how you should present it to them. Now, to your boys that's a tech head, they need to hear that it's dual coil, semiconducted, insulated, butt gripping, heated. You know, they care about that. To a person that's looking to buy a car, they don't. Where we get mixed up at, where this is a problem, where people get confused, is because they go into Best Buy, and usually on industries where technology doesn't change much and it's hard to sell technology, they confuse you with big words like that, right? TVs haven't changed. They ain't changed in 4 years. Right. They went from, and that's why they keep having weird changes from plasma to LCD to LED, not to OLED. You don't even know the difference. Like, most people can't explain why OLED is better than an LED. They don't know. Right. Because they use jargon to lose you, to confuse you, to make you think you're getting more than what you're getting. Right. That's why Apple called their display Super Retina for years, and it wasn't even 4K or 2K. It was barely HD. They call it a Super Retina. It's an Apple Super Retina, blah, 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 whatever, Retina, whatever. They just put a name to it because tech heads like that. It makes them feel like they're getting more. Tech heads like to feel like they're getting more. And, you know, it's... You when you got a long list of stuff that you don't understand, you feel like you're getting more than what you paid for. But your average client who want to do business with you don't work that way. They want simple. They're calling you because they want to simplify it. Right? They want to simple. Hey, man, I just want to tell you what the idea is. Hit a button, watch the video. Literally. I want to tell you what the idea is. Hit a button, see the pictures. I want to tell you what the idea is. Hit a button, hear the podcast. That's what they want to do. I want to see the editing. They don't want to know about what you're using, what camera, what gear, 4K, 2K, whatever. They don't care about that. They want it to be easy. So make it easy for them by expressing what you do well. When you go into your company, mission statement or your value proposition, it needs to live in everything you do. All of your marketing needs to be aligned with your mission statement. If you don't have a mission statement, if you don't know how your brand adds value to somebody else, your marketing won't be in line with your print on your website, with your copy. You got to know what your brand is about, right? You got to know what your brand is about. And it just take time. It take time to build that, but you got to go into it understanding what your value proposition is. Some people have one word value propositions. Nikes just do it. Some don't. You know what I'm saying? Some have more. Let me see if I can find some. I'm going to give you some value propositions from companies you've heard of or may have never heard of. I want to see if I can give you some examples of value propositions, right? Lyft, unlike others on our list, wait, blah, blah, blah. Let me see if I can find if it just got. Lyft value proposition is simple, rides in minutes. That's their value proposition. Let me see if I can find another one. Apple MacBook. Apple MacBook is light years ahead. That's it. Very simple. Very simple. Vimeo is make life work worth watching. A lot of these tech companies have very simple value propositions, make very simple quotes. Yours may be a little more. It may be a little more because you offer a little more than just a single product. You offer a service, and sometimes services, you got to do some explaining. You got to do some breaking down for your clients. Uber is the smartest way to get around, right? Mine's a little longer because we do a little more. Apple iPhone for the longest was the experience is the product. So those are things you have to build on as you move forward. Let me go a little deeper. Let me go a little deeper because I started to get into that. And I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it again so you'll have it. Okay. So a value proposition can be presented as a business or a marketing statement that a company uses to summarize why customers should buy their product or service. Think about that, right? This statement, if worded compellingly, convinces a potential customer that one particular product or service the company offers will add more value or better solve a problem for them or other similar for them than other similar offerings will. So let's talk about that for a second. Let's talk about that. Let me go over that whole paragraph again because I want to break this down and I want to chop it up with you. A value proposition can be presented as a business or a marketing statement that a company uses to summarize why a customer should buy a product or use a service. Right? So this is, now remember, product or service. If you got three niches, you're going to have three of these. That's why you got to do one thing good, right? You focus on one thing, you do one thing good, you become the best at it, you blow up, it helps you with other things. This is a direction your company or brand has to go in with each of your, each thing that you want to do. So it's something you got to think about. Next is this statement, if worded compellingly, it got to be worded compellingly, like just do it, compellingly, convinces a potential customer that one particular product or service the company offers will add more value or better solve a problem for them than other offerings will. That's a deep sentence right there. Right? Because that means you got to go to the drawing board and you got to create something that works. This statement, if worded compellingly, convinces a potential customer that one particular product or service the company offers will add more value or better solve a problem for them than other similar offerings will. So this statement needs to address a pain point. And then talk about how this pain point, how we can solve this pain point or fix it better than others. What separate us from others? These are things your brand needs to be aware of when you're creating this. Here goes some key takeaways. Because a company's value proposition tells a customer the number one reason why a product or service is best suited for that particular customer. Right? You got to think about that. You can't go after everybody, bro. You can't have, you can't do 10 different things. This statement for somebody looking for weddings is completely different than this statement for somebody that's looking for corporate headshots. Something you got to think about. Let me look at this question real quick. Hey, Ty, I wanted to do sports and world issue photojournalism. Are those two different niches, even though they're both under photojournalism? Yes. You may want to back up and just focus on photojournalism, right, as a whole. I mean, it helps to be more niche, you know what I'm saying? But if you're if you go a little broader with the service that you offer, it's easier to come up with a statement in a direction to go under all photojournalism, unless you really want to do one or the other specifically. So, again, let me read that key takeaway again, because these are things that are, it took me time to digest this. I'm not going to tell you I got it in a week. I'm not going to tell you I got it the first time I heard it. It took me some time. I want to say almost a year for me to grasp it, because I had nobody to really break it down the way I'm trying to break it down, where I'm hoping you get it in 30 minutes. Right. A company's value proposition. Tell a customer the number one reason why a product or service is best suited for that particular customer. Right. That's why niche is important. Everybody out here telling you just go out here and build your blood. They'll come. No. Be direct. Right. Be a hunter. Don't just be a farmer. Plant seeds, too. But go out and kill you something to eat. Go out and fish. Don't sit there and wait for that corn to grow and all this stuff. Go eat. Go eat now, because them bills ain't waiting for that corn. Them bills need that bread now, right? Your electric company ain't going to be like, well, we're going to give you some time. They give you, they're a little lenient, but they going to need that money. They going to need that bread. So go out and be a hunter and get it. Another key takeaway, a value proposition, it should be communicated to customers directly. They need to be punched in their face with the value proposition. That's why it's front and center on my page. That's why it's the first thing you see, right? It should be communicated directly, either via of a company's website or other marketing or advertising material. You're going to live and die by this company, this proposition value that you're putting forward, this statement. Is a business value proposition different from a business mission statement? No, not always. Sometimes it's good to wrap them into two. I've seen companies that have both. They have an internal mission statement and an external value proposition, right? Your mission statement internally could be as a hospital to, you know, make profit, or, you know, children's hospital may be to work with children and blah, blah, blah. The external one may be to make your stay or help with certain ailments that children may have. So it could be different. Usually a mission, it's close to a mission statement, but usually it's based on internally and externally. A really good value proposition is also your mission statement. If you can wrap the two together, it's because you want the culture to bleed from inside out, right? You want the culture to bleed from inside out. So, value proposition can follow different formats as long as they are on brand, unique, and specific to the company in question. Let me say that again. Value propositions can follow different formats as long as they are on brand, right? It's all about your culture. It's all about your brand. What is your brand like? Describe what your brand is like without describing what you do. Can you do that? Can you talk about what your brand is like before you describe what you do? How do you decide how much you want to charge? That's a whole different ballgame. We're going to get into that probably in another video, but because a lot has to do with your location, what you're offering, and how good you are, and if that's all you do. A successful value proposition should be persuasive and help turn a prospect into a paying customer. People ask how you get clients. You bring them to a good trap. You go out, you understand who your client base is. You understand who your target audience is. You go to where they look when they need help, and then you hit them with a trap. You lure them in the room, and then you bust them over the head. You I'm going to say you trick them. You go to where they looking. You say, come on here, and then you pop them in the head. Right? That's an analogy some people will get. If you are excellent at doing this, you can charge whatever the hell you want. If you are excellent at doing this. If you are bad at doing this, and these are steps, listen, these are the areas that people skip over. I know business. I'm just going to buy it for a dollar and sell it for two. I know it. These are the steps that people overlook. Good looking on the super chat, Monica Presley. These are the steps that people don't think about as they move forward. They just go into business. I know business. This is what I do. I know business. And then they skip out on these. They miss out on the parts of the business that are important that you learn about, that great CEOs learn about and spend years practicing before they move forward in being great CEOs. You punch them in the throat. So something to think about. Director XJ says, how do you find a lawyer for your video production? It depends what you need a lawyer for. So let me go to the next paragraph because I got this pulled up and I kind of want to make sure you guys have a good understanding. A value proposition stands as a promise by a company to a customer on a market segment, right? I'm promising this target clients that we're going to do this for you, right? The proposition is an easy to understand reason why customers should buy a product or a service from that particular business. Let me say that again. That's a mouthful. Right? A proposition is an easy to understand. Remember why I said don't just say ROI, but talk more about what they get from it. You know, grow their business. What are they getting from it? Don't tell them about the dual coil max super coil heaters. Talk about the fact that they'll get a warmer butt in 2 seconds. That's all they care about. They don't care about how many years it took you to develop. They don't might care. You don't care about how your engine works in your car right now, right? You just care that it needs oil and gas and you don't want to knock or tick and it needs to be fixed. That's what you care about. You don't care about the inner workings of your car. Most people can't even tell me what motor size is in there. I think it's a 2.8 or 3. They don't care about it. You don't care about how your car run, and it's the biggest investment you made. You don't care about fuel injection technology. You don't care about your cam, or your rear end differential. You don't care about that. You care that it works. Unless you're a guy that wants some speed, you want some speed. Then you start getting technical and you care about the inner workings of the car. Because you're tinkering with it and you want to go faster. If it works, it works. If the heart works, it's good. So you need to relate it to them in a way where they get it. It's simple. They understand it. Right? So let me just touch on that again. Because it flew over a few people's head before, but now they get it. I think the new VET engine is a 6.2. I don't even think it's 5.7 anymore. I think it's an LS6 now. A value proposition stands as a promise by a company to a customer or a market segment. It's a promise of why we're better than the competition, right? That you need to be making. That's why a lot of people prices is super low, right? A lot of people prices is low because you don't make a promise to your customer as to why you better. You can only say why we cheaper. I mean, they can do it. We can do it, but we can do it for cheaper. You're not going to make it. You're not going to make it. Let me just be real with you. That's why some of y'all working harder instead of working smarter. Because if you created this value proposition and you worked hard to get your brand to be different or offer more value than your competitors, you're not going to compete in price. Why you think Mercedes call itself? Who's the Mercedes BMW? The best driving machines or whatever. You know, they work hard to make the best driving experience. What they don't care about the competition. And that's why the prices show that. Some of y'all competing on price because y'all don't know how to compete on value. I'm sorry for hitting you in the throat. Get you some water and go ahead and finish that Popeye biscuit. But a lot of y'all competing on price because you have no idea how to compete on value. You have no you don't want to take the time to learn the business side so that your business can do one $20,000 job a month. You rather take the easy route and do $1,200 jobs a month and not have time to go play with your kids, your family, and sleep in because you don't want to take the time to learn the business side of this industry. So you rather eat Long John Silver's than Papa Do's. For those who don't got those, is you rather eat cheap freezer free sticks, cheese sticks or fish sticks instead of going to get fresh tilapia or whatever you like out of the sea, trout, whatever you, the most expensive fish you can think of out of the sea, because you want to take pretty pictures and not learn the boring business.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The side of it. So Frozen, both offer value. Both offer value. One is to protect you, one is to get you going. He asked about, he says he got the contract pack. Should he get the five key steps? The five key steps is simply a course. Let me put that on the screen so people know what I'm talking about. In fact, you know what? Let's do this. Let's use this as a segment to go right into this. I used to feel bad about running that commercial, but then I watched one of my lives and I noticed how much, like how many commercials YouTube run on me about crap that don't even matter. and then I'm like, why am I worried about running something that really matters? You know what I'm saying? Like why do I care? So it is what it is. I sponsor my own brand and that's, it is what it is. So again, when we talk about, your brand and your company, you got, these are things you got to understand to be successful, right? It ain't luck. It ain't just, I'm gonna walk into hundreds and thousands of dollars when it comes to a business. You're not, you are on the same level as everybody else, right? If you gave business-wise, if you gave 10 of y'all an iPhone and told them to go get clients in photography, and I gave one of y'all a DSLR, that guy with the DSLR is going to outshine the iPhone guys if he know how to use it. If he don't know how to use it, I can outshoot a lot of people with my iPhone. I can outshoot a lot of people with my iPhone because they don't know how to use, they don't take the time to learn the DSLR. They just buy it. A lot of people like, hey, man, what camera should I buy? I don't know. What are you trying to do? If you don't know what you're trying to do, I can't tell you what camera you should buy. I can't tell you what stove you should buy if you don't know what you're trying to cook. You could be trying to grill. I am telling you to get a electric stove, right? And that usually comes from people who haven't taken the time to fully understand where they're trying to go. I don't know what lens is good for you. Are you shooting macro? Are you shooting landscape? I don't know. You could be doing bird photography. I don't want to get you a 16 millimeter lens and you shooting everything trying to focus on a bird. It takes you, trying to learn and understand what you're trying to do. Your niche is different. That's why, you know, I try to give information to help everybody. But you got to take it. I can't tell you what to think. I can only teach you how to think, right? I'm not here to tell you what to think. I'm not here to tell you, you should do this, you should do that. I'm here to tell you that once you understand your niche and the target audience, this is how you should approach it. Now, this may be left or right for you know, depending on what you are, who your niche is and who you're working with, right? Let me put this on here too, because I know people are, I always get emails whenever I talk about something, people are like, do you still got the, yes, okay, there you go. So I try to make sure people understand that whatever niche they pick, they're going to have a little bit of a different journey, right? But I want to prepare you as best I can for this journey. You got to take more time and pride and love for the business side, right? How much does brand name matter in general when it, with the value proposition, Michael Moore asked, and that's a really good question. Remember when I pulled y'all back and I said, don't name yourself John Smith Photography, right? Figure out what it is you want to do. Figure out what it is you want to be, like what your niche is, and then build everything around it. Remember how it said the proposition should be, communicate. It says something about to your target market, right? It talked about going after your market. Okay, a value proposition stands as a promise by a company to a customer or a market segment, right? The goal is to appeal to that customer or market segment. If your name is not helping that, you're just making it 3% harder to close on sales. That 3% can be $30,000 or $3,000. Good looking out, Media Smith. Not feeling good, but still here for the sermon. Fun. Good looking out. So to help you, look, I'm going to give it to you like this. Those who play basketball, right? Those who play basketball, when you picking up people to run on your team, you can look at people and tell if they're a baller or not. You can look at people and be like, okay, that guy like he can hoop. This guy here in flip-flops, I'm not picking him up. He don't got the right gear on. You know when you go to a mechanic and they got a lift, they got the blue shirt on with the name tag, their hands got oil, and they're like, yeah, we're going to fix it. You know what I'm saying? If you went to a mechanic that was clean in a suit, you wouldn't trust him. That is a time where a suit will backfire on you. If he's in a suit, like, yes, we're going to fix your brakes. He's the guy that's going to do it. I'm going to do it. And he's like, I fixed three brakes today. And he got on a clean suit. You're not going to trust that guy. That's a time where a suit can completely backfire. I want the dude that got oil. He got oil up here. He like, yeah, he got tools behind him. He looking at it like, oh, I know exactly what this is. I don't want a guy that's in a suit that's, you know, not touching the, we ain't touching the car. Well, I don't want that. Suit, move, and communicate. That's a good Army term. We use that in the military a lot. SMC. So your name plays a big part in it. Right. Everything you do. That's why I tell you, if you can do one thing and just gear everything towards that one thing, that one thing will take off so crazy. It's not even funny. That's right. I don't trust a clean butcher. I want a butcher that's covered in blood. With knives, he look like an axe murderer. He got the best meat. Suit, move, and communicate. About to get them contracts. About to retire today. So I got time, cuz. You're looking out of the super chat, bro. So you need to put everything you put in line to help you appeal to that client, right? Will help you close that sale. Brad, you're looking out of the super chat. Issue selling prints and photography service. Done quite a few shoots, but I think my business skills are wrong. I advertise everywhere, but no clicks. Who is your target audience? Right? It's not about listen, often we think that our ideas are great. We don't know who to sell it to, right? We think that our ideas are wonderful. We got good ideas, but we don't know who to sell it to. Somebody said a butcher is better. He better be missing a finger. Ain't that the truth? As long as he can find that finger, he know where that finger at, and it's not in my meat. So you can have a good product and not know who to sell it to. There's plenty of cases in business history where people have developed something and didn't know who to sell it to. You know, I can tell you plenty of times where Super Soakers, the guy who invented Super Soakers, started working for NASA. It was a whole different deal than what he originally came out with. Often people invent things and they don't understand the business side of who is the target audience. Who needs to get this? So maybe you got to look at who are you going after with prints? Because I don't really see people under 40... under 50 interested in prints as much, right? Unless it's the parents want senior shots. You got to look at who's buying prints these days. So you could have something that you're looking for younger people. Younger people ain't flicking Polaroids no more. They don't even want to hold a print. You don't see young people buying albums to put pictures in no more. It just doesn't exist anymore. Grandmas buy them. They're at Hobby Lobby. They're not going to be at the high-tech places that younger people shop because they don't want to flip through. They don't even want a coffee book. They don't want that. Young people don't. You know how they show pictures? Like this, swiping. So it's something that you may have to consider. You may have to consider moving the value out of the prints and into the shoot. I'm loaded. My profit margins are in my service, and then my prints are just competitive pricing like CVS or Walgreens. Yeah, you can buy prints from me. I make it a little bit cheaper than CVS. Actually, I don't. It's the same price as CVS, but you ain't got to spend gas money and more convenient. So, and you can do it right from wherever you view your images. So my value or my profit margins aren't in my prints. There are profit in my prints, but my business don't survive off of it because I understand that my target audience, after speaking to my target audience, they're not looking for prints. Even on a $1,000 headshot shoot, they still don't want prints. So it could be that you may need to, if you got that, remember I tell you go shoot for free for somebody to beta test them? They'll tell you, man, I don't want no prints. Oh, yeah, we want prints. That's why you got to have them beta testers in your pocket. You got to have, as a guy, you got to have good female friends. You can run, hey, man, tell me this pickup line work. She'll be like, nah, that's trash. You're like, dang. Man, baby, hey, you got to get a good friend or a sister that tell you, like, don't say that. Don't say that to a girl, please. That don't work? No. Often we go in business like that. Like we need, just like you need relationship advice, you need business advice, right? People spend all this money to get all this counseling on relationships and the churches offer counseling on relationships. Meanwhile, they feel like they can just dive into business and win from day one. It don't work like that. You need to have somebody to run some stuff by. If you don't got a mentor, if you ain't doing no type of consulting, if you ain't got somebody that's in the business, or if you ain't got a beta testing client that you can be like, what do you think about this? They'll tell you, like, nope, this is trash. Or they'll be like, yo, this is dope. I'll take two, right? How can I increase the value? How can I make this more worth it? I don't want to charge this for this. I want to charge that for this. What should I be adding? So you have to have that in place. You got to have somebody you can run this stuff by, or you'll just be guessing. And it take a lot of money to throw stuff against the wall to guess. Big companies don't guess. They bring in people and run tests and do surveys and bring in consultant firms to not spend $1 billion. We'd rather spend $250 million. We don't want to spend $1 billion. We want to turn a profit on this immediately. Brad, he said, I only have prints. I'd say my main market is photo shoots, but having an issue landing more gigs this year. Everybody's having an issue landing gigs this year. So what you got to do is you got to tweak the business for the wave, right? You got to tweak the business for the tidal wave. You got to go full on anti-COVID shoots. How can we help businesses? My job is to make a business money in the pandemic. How can I use media to do that? That's what you should be thinking. How can I use my type of media to help businesses stay afloat in the pandemic? If my value proposition is based on that right now, businesses will hire me because we are designed to help you fight through this with using content, using media. You know what I'm saying? I go into companies all the time and I present new ideas. When they call me for one thing, I present a new idea. Hey, you guys may want to do a podcast. Why? Because people are listening to them. It's cheap to do. They will always make you money. So it's something to think about. What would I suggest for a person with limited time to get less sleep, to get a lot less sleep and develop something that works on your schedule? When I was in corporate America, I shot more weddings. So I had weekends available. You know, I shot more of this. It's not much you can do with, depending on what your schedule is and what you're trying to do. Those are two things. So I want to go back to the original subject because there's some few things I want to real quick. Frozen says, Ty, for the three free shoots, should I pull up with the face-to-face action or should I send you want to walk in with your polo on, with your magnet on your van or truck? You want to walk in full-blown business. Don't sit back and sneak in they DMs. I have a tough one. I feel like I'm aiming either too niche or not niche enough with pursuing medical media. I think it's not niche enough, right? Medical media is what? Are you following anesthesiologists? Are you in the dental field? Are we doing prosthetic limbs and legs? Are we working with podiatrists, neurologists? What are we working with? Right? That's not niche enough. Right? I would focus on something super niche. Medical as in, you know, family clinics. Medical as in, I did videos for companies that do, what was it? It was like, I've done stuff for companies that do men health, right? Companies that deal with ED. I've done stuff for companies that dealt with breast cancer, with kids, medical is so vast and literally a smart, well-trained, highly educated, well-experienced doctor can look at a video you did for a dentist and not understand how it can help their family practice grow. Literally, bro. If you think I'm lying, ask people. Like, they will look at a video you did for a dentist and still be like, yeah, but I don't know if you're the right guy. How, Sway? How? So they want to get punched in the throat with a bunch of videos like what they asking for. Specifically, what they're asking for. Family doctor all day long. Boom, boom, boom. Then you become the subject matter super expert, highly expensive, reassuringly expensive guy in your area. See, I was out today and realized it might not be enough. You gotta, the more niche you are, the better you are at it. So he said, you work with all type of companies. How do you get away with it? Perfect. I like that question. Listen, I started with three things, right? Promo video, corporate event photography, corporate event highlight video. That was it, right? Those are my things, right? I started with one and it was just promo video. That promo video we started doing promo videos for events, right? Then we started doing photography. I started with just a promo video. That was me. You came to me when you wanted to do a promo video on a product, a service, a company, a brand, whatever. That's why I came. Now, let me put this in a way where let me use my analogies with it, right? If I'm Olive Garden and I sell Italian food, right? Italian food is my promo video. Sometimes we got it. Sometimes kids want chicken tenders and cheeseburgers. And I start doing other stuff on the back end, still on the menu. Right. Olive Garden, you'll never see an advertisement on Olive Garden about their cheeseburger, but they sell a cheeseburger. They sell chicken tenders. It's not Italian food. Right. You don't even really see pizzas. They sell all that stuff. They're not going to turn down that money. And they're not going to lose you as a client because mama wants some chicken Alfredo and kids just want chicken tenders wherever they go. They still get that money from them, too. So once I sold enough Italian, I beefed up my side menu a little bit so that I can have it when people need it. Right. So my three things is what I stick with. I was just able to beef up my side menu if they need it. And once your brand grow and you can afford to dump money into marketing multiple things, then you'll begin to have success. The reason a lot of people fail is because they only got $150 for marketing and they're trying to spread it by eight things that they do. And they wonder why nobody's dealing with them. One, your trap is not efficient enough to appeal to eight different people because you haven't invested enough in it. Your trap is not going to get eight different target markets. Then you're trying to do $20 worth of advertising eight different ways. So your $20 is this. Where if you invested in a good trap for one of those markets and you dumped a whole $100, $150 on one of those targets, you're going to eat like never before. as you eat and you learn how to master it and you like you get it going, then you move on to something different. Once you get this going, you move on to something different. And then you get to a point where you're about a three-headed monster that offers a lot more services, because I'm sure you got a camera. You can do a whole lot more. You got a whole lot more services in your back pocket. Nobody getting video of production from me going to go somewhere else for headshots. Because I'm going to let you know we do it all. After I get you, after I cut you out of my trap and you become a client, I'm going to tell you everything else we do. Hey, we also do this. That's why it's listed on the site, but we don't push it, talk about it, advertise it. Because I'm here for three things. My big ticket item is a promo video. That is a $5,000 to $50,000 shoot. Right? I'll get the rest of your pocket change doing headshots and production promo or you know, product photography or whatever. You got an event coming up? Cool, we can cover that. You want video? You want photo? You want both? You want it live stream? We can do that as well. We're your one-stop shop. Turnkey solution. Let's go. So that's what you got to think about. Savon Shaw says, what are some good ways to market your brand? Simple. Build a trap. Be where they look. Right? Just like a plumber. I use a plumber analogy all the time. Plumbers don't knock on your door and be like, yo, you got a pipe that's bust? Is your pipe leaking? They don't do that. What they do is they build a website, show proof that they're capable of fixing pipes, get reviews, and they are wherever you look. Google, Yellow Pages, wherever you look for a plumber, they fight for positioning there to get your attention, to call them or go to their website, which is their trap. If you think you're going to run out and run up on some people, it's not going to work like that. Business don't work like that. It works like dating. You can run out. You can go to the club and buy a bunch of drinks and buy her a drink and go talk to her. And hopefully you'll get one number, or you can do like me. I just got a dope car with some rims on it, and I leaned on it as they came out the club and just said, what up? And they walked up to me. I ain't spent a dollar on a drink. I invested in a trap. You got your haircut, you looking fly, where they looking, they going to come up to you. You ain't got to be running out. Hey, let me holler at you. Hey, Red, let me holler at you. Hey, baby, let me. You know what I'm saying? Jazzy, you're looking out on the super chat. Thanks for all the knowledge. Same go for women. If you get yourself together and you looking good, you can be in a grocery store and they'll run up on you. Hey, 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 baby, hey, hey. You know what I'm saying? Like, if your junk jacked up, your hair jacked up, you're going to be pleading. How you doing? Hi. Hey. No. The simple goal, the simple trick for business is really simple. It ain't chase nobody. Be where they looking and be ready. That's it. If you build it, they will come. That's the term. That's a perfect term for it. A lot of people who don't know business will tell you to go out and run after these people. Don't do that. Be where they look. That's why the people paying $60 per click on Google right now to fight to be on crash and car accident attorneys. Because they know you're not looking for it unless your car is totaled, you sitting on it and smoking at a intersection somewhere and your neck hurt and you need somebody now. So the chances of them booking a client being in that position is much greater than if they stood out on the corner flipping a sign. Be where people look. Sometimes you are where people look and your trap is trash. You don't got a value proposition. You don't got a demo reel. You don't got a good website. Your website don't explain what you do well. You jacked. You spend all this money on this boat, all this money on this fishing rod, all this money on all this gear to detect fish, and you got an empty hook in the water. I've seen it happen. You out there just with a hook. Ain't no, the fish ain't biting. My man next to you in the rowboat snagging them because he focused on the bait. He focused on the trap. You got all this gear. You a fisherman with a sailboat, with a cruise ship out there, and you got a hook with no bait on it. That's what I see when I see guys as gear hungry. Man, I got the 7200. I got the mirrorless, blah, blah, blah. I'm about to get the new Sony to drop the new Canon. You hear about the new Canon? They out there, and I look at their website, and their website is a free Wix site that's trash money taking over for the 99 and the 2000. trash, hot garbage, hot garbage. And they got all of this gear that they didn't pay for working at their day job. And they wonder why they're not transitioning over to running a business where they can live off this. Because you should be able to live off this. So you gotta invest in the business side. Is there a good way to express the importance of headshots to a business who has trash, blurry headshots on their website? Yes. By having a website yourself that explains the benefit of headshots, that explains, that have case studies, and it's a ton of information out there on how headshots can help your business. You can't go in and reason with them. You gotta punch them in the throat. Maybe with the demo reel that talks about this, right? Maybe your demo reel, because all you do is headshots, talk about how you were able to help companies' business grow by way of a headshot. You were able to help people land a job faster by way of a headshot. That is your value proposition that you need to sell to the client, usually in the way of a demo reel. Those are ways to get, like, if somebody need headshots and you know they need headshots and you send them your website and your website is just throat chopping people with bad headshots, and they just like, damn, like, oh man, that's what your trap should do. That's what your trap should do. If your trap doesn't do that, you're going to work 1,000 times harder. If your website is garbage, hot garbage, just your mama and them telling you it's dope. Yeah, it's cute. The colors match. If you're not going to your beta tester, to whoever you're shooting for free, if they're not asking, listen, real quick test. If you go to your beta tester with great ideas, right, and you tweak them and you work them, and they're not asking to pay you for your services, you're not good enough. You're not doing something right. If your beta tester that you shot something for free is like, how much is it for me to get one of them? You've converted. That is the ultimate compliment. Because you've converted a free client to a paying client. That tells you what you're pushing is good. You know who else used this? Dope dealers. They give you the first piece for free and you come back willing to pay for more. See how that works? When I say content is the new crack, content is the new crack. Everybody with a screen is a crackhead. This is a crack pipe. Your phone is a crack pipe. The screen you're watching me now on is a crack pipe. Content is the new crack. And it's the good crack. It's the meth. It's the one you can make in your home. You ain't got to bring it in. You ain't got to buy it. You can just bring it in and sell it. Content is the new crack. If you can give somebody something for free and they pay you for the next go around, you've created something great. That's how you got to look at it. So who you, like Don said, who you are, what you do, who you do it for, and why. Basically evoke emotion, benefits, clearly direct what's next. Correct. Facts tell, story sell. What's up, Ty? Told you I was going to buy some contracts. Got them with the fourth sale. Having these give me great confidence and peace of mind. You do not want to be in court. So let me go over this again, because I want to make sure y'all understand the purpose of this video, value proposition. Because a lot of people looking at themselves like, I never thought about it. If you're saying, I never thought about that, put your hand up in the room. And that's okay. Listen, my goal is for people who follow my channel to say, I never thought about that. New Jack City, Nino Brown tax. Good looking out, Media Smith. Everybody who's saying, I never thought about that. I never thought about a value proposition. Post a hands up, a thumbs up in the comments. Because I want to make sure you lead this video like bet. Like I'm about to put that to work. I'm about to implement that. I'm about to do that. I want to make sure that y'all fully understand the importance of this and why I'm spending, where we on, an hour today talking about it. Because it's real important that for you to have success as a business owner, even as a Joe Blow, John Smith photographer that want to do portraits, and you want to go from making $25 a shoot to $250 a shoot, if you don't have this, you won't grow. These are things that people don't see, and they just like, man, I don't understand why I'm still shooting $200 music videos. I don't get it. I've been doing it because people just think it's experience. I've been doing it for years. I got the experience. I got the gear. I'm shooting in 4K. I don't understand why I'm still here at $250. This is why. This is one of the few things that you have to look at that will make you a better business person. It will grow your brand. So let's get back to it. A value proposition stands as a promise by a company to a customer or market segment, right? Market segment being your niche. You see, I told y'all this a long time ago. I'm reading it to y'all, so y'all know I ain't making it up, right? The proposition is an easy to understand reason why a customer should buy a product or a service from that particular business. Don't make it vague. Don't make it something that, you know, shoes are good. That doesn't say buy from me. My shoes offer blah, blah, blah. Because shoes are good make you have a light bulb and you go buy some Reeboks. That ain't helping me, right? A proposition is an easy to understand reason why a customer should buy a product or a service from that particular business. A value proposition should clearly explain how a product fills a need. How it fills a need. Your blurry headshots, that's a need. Communicate the specifics of its added benefit. Why this headshot will help you, right? And state the reason why it's better than similar products on the market. Why my headshots will take you to the next level. My headshots. We do something different here than just take pictures. If you are just a picture man, you're not going to make it. Remember, I told you we got to offer the solution, right? Thanks for the info, Ty. Can't wait to steal your clients one day. I ain't mad at you, bro. I got a bunch. I got some that I don't even want. You can have them. So a lot of guys are in business and you guys are creating brands, but you're not creating reasons that separate you from your competitors, from everybody else with a camera. Remember I told you, if you can't outshoot an iPhone, you're not going to be working, right? You're not going to be working. If you can't outshoot an iPhone, you're not going to be working because you can't state why you can separate yourself from that device that they already own and pay for or still paying on, depending on how you got it, right? So you need to talk about why your brand, what separates you and your service and your product away from the other guys, right? For me, I'm going to give you what my brand is, what my brand does that separate me from other video guys, me personally, my trap, I'm giving you the inside, right? Is we help you, I'm giving you benefits. I'm not telling you how we doing it, analytics, whatever. Discover new ways you never thought about to engage client or increase client engagement. Because as a business owner, you already got clients. You want to increase their engagement. How? By using digital content. Didn't say video. Didn't say photo. Didn't say podcast. I didn't say nothing like that. That's designed to get results. You don't. I can tell you that. You don't know what I'm doing. I ain't said nothing about a camera. I ain't said nothing about no 4K, 6K, 8K. I ain't said nothing about editing. I ain't said nothing about graphics and explainer videos and all this crap that a lot of people push as value because that's not value to them. They don't care how you do it. They just need content to increase client engagement. And we create that content that from day one is designed to get results. That's a cute way of saying a return on investment without them having to think about it. Without somebody saying, what is ROI? Right? Period. Content designed to get results. Now that result can be financially. That result can be likes. It can be thumbs up. It can be attention. It can be whatever result you want, whatever result we go after. We create content that's designed to get whatever that result is. We can determine what that result is because it may be different for you than another company, right? Coca-Cola advertising may not increase sales for Coca-Cola. It just may keep it in your mind, right? So You got to show value in ways other than price. I'm not lowering my price, fam. I know I'm worth what I'm worth. I'm reassuringly expensive. Good looking out in the super chat. I think it's Yoroth. I may have pronounced that wrong. I apologize. Detroit Public Schools. But don't stop lowering your price. You need to be reassuringly expensive. If I sold you an 80-inch TV for $50, you would be like, what's wrong with it? Some of y'all prices y'all pitching out, people be like, well, what's wrong with you? Right? When I sell an 80-inch TV, you need to be sitting there like, let me ask my wife. I want it. I got to have it. Let me check my bank account. Let me see. The game's going to look good. Man, could you know, honey, can you imagine what home gardening channel is going to look like on this 80-inch? Honey, can you imagine how the home videos of your mother is going to look on this? I want it to be a decision like that when you do business with us. And businesses don't even struggle that hard. They look at their budget. They know what they're going to make off of it. Let's go. People sway about their decisions. Businesses don't. Is it within budget? Does it have really anything that have value or a return or gets results? Businesses are willing to pay for. There are consultant firms that charge business for $500 million to come in and look at stuff and be like, hey, that cabinet needs to be purple to increase morale by 2%. You need to have a clause. You need to have an open door policy. You need to stop doing sexual harassment. You need to paint your ceilings a brighter color, more pastel color. It's going to increase morale. People are going to want to work harder. It'll increase your output by 4%. Your total revenue should go from $1 billion to $1.4 billion. We're only charging you $200 million to bring you a return of $400 million year over year. That's a result. Companies pay it willingly. Can we pay you $400 million to find a way to bring us $800 million? Sure. You need to change the rugs out. The rugs are just... they're sad. When I see these rugs, the rugs make me feel sad as I walk into the building. I'm sad when I go do my work subconsciously. They brought in somebody to look at prisons and paint the walls pink. Let's paint the walls pink because prisoners are calmed down more, less fights. Let's put them in pink uniform. They seem to be a little more calmer than if they have blue or orange. Let's put these grown men in pink. So there's little changes is what take you a long way. So real quick, before we wrap up today, I want to go back and I want to punch in the throat one more time with this value proposition. This is important. One of my most important videos you'll ever see on the internet for two easy payments of $3.99. It's one of the most important decisions and statements of your business. You cannot be successful without one. Go take some time and look up the statements, the company statements, the mission statements of your favorite brand and watch how you'll see it. And you'll be like, dang, I knew it. Even though you've never heard it, you knew it. You know what I'm saying? Even though you've never heard the mission statement, you felt it. When you start going into building your culture and building your brand, you need to have this information. You need to have this front and center. So real quick, before we wrap, real quick, because I want to make sure you got it. Value proposition refers to the value a company promises to deliver to a customer should they choose to buy their product. This is going to hit people that's like, I don't know. I'm looking for a company to work with. I have not bought a product yet. I have not decided on a product. I haven't decided on who I'm going to go with. You know, a lot of y'all say I submit quotes. I get people that say submit a quote because we're trying to make a decision on all the companies we talk to. If you have a good value proposition, you will eliminate the competition. A value proposition refers to the value a company promises to deliver to a customer should they choose to buy their product. A value proposition is a part of a company's overall marketing strategy. It's a part of your whole marketing strategy based on that niche. The value proposition provides a declaration of intent or a statement, just a statement that introduces a company's brand to a consumer by telling them what the company stands for, how it operates, and why it deserves their business. If your demo reel, if the first video they watch on your website does not provide that, congratulations, you've lost. Go look at your demo reel right now. Go to your website, look at your demo reel. If it is just your dopest clips to music, it does not set you apart. It does not provide value. Your statement and your demo reel should do the following. It should introduce a company's brand to the consumer, right? By telling them what the company stands for, how it operates, and why it deserves their business. That's why on my website, you got mission statement, you got a demo reel that explains this, and then you have a call to action. Then under that, you got more proof with a call to action. Then under that, you got more proof and a call to. By the time you leave my front page, you know what I'm about. You know I was a former combat photographer. You know that I got pictures of presidents and I've worked in situations. You know I believe in flexecution. You know what we offer and why we offer it. You know why you should choose us. You know that we're trusted by a lot of the big Fortune 500 companies in the area. My lighting just went up for some reason. You know all of these things. By the time you leave my demo reel, by the time you leave my main website, you know why we are better than anybody else you looked at. You know what companies have trusted us throughout the years. You have a list of clients that we've worked with. You got us video testimonials. You have no doubt that we're capable of doing what you need at the price point we suggest. That's the key thing, because we've given you so much value. That other guy talking about $1,200, we talking about $8,000. Now you can roll the dice on them, or you can look at the proof we've given you that we're going to give it to you. We're going to do it. Anybody who's been burnt trying to cut corners and save money, they're not going to go the cheat route. Anybody that has a that's making a decision for a business. Now think about this. People who are in a position to make a decision for a business, right? They're not going to want to lose their job because they were scared to spend money that wasn't even theirs. They don't want to lose their job because they were scared to spend money that didn't belong to them. The company already budgeted $300,000 for content this year. You say the company $30,000, and a whole segment of what they're trying to do, marketing scheme or training, failed, they're going to lose their job. They don't care about that money. They want the best they can get within their budget. Sometimes they'll push and ask for more. Hey, we can really get results if we add 20% to our budget. We can really do a lot more, boss, if we can increase our budget by 20%. Often I'm in those rooms. I'm in those conversations. Often I'm standing there with my clipboard with a bunch of statistics and facts on what I've done for other people in the niche at this price point. So yeah, you guys just threw out a number and that was great. But to really get you guys where at the results that you're asking for, we're going to need this. My close ratio, if you get me in a room, my close ratio is 90%. I'm already thinking about what I'm spending that money on, right? I'm already thinking about what I'm doing with that bread. I'm just being real with you. But if you don't offer the value, you're just another photographer. You're another videographer. We've moved beyond that. 2020 ain't the place for cameramen. 2020 is the place for solution providers, problem solvers, storytellers. It's not the place for cameramen. Be a doctor, right? Look at the problem. Offer a solution, write a prescription. Don't be a drug dealer. Don't just give out people drugs. My knee hurt here. My back hurt here. Look at why they're back hurting. Because you'll get a customer for life. And I've said this on many lives. You'll get a customer for life if they come to you with a back pain and they want, I just need some drugs. And you're like, bro, you need some new insoles. What? Your insoles is why your back hurt. You offer them a simple solution. Insoles, your good insoles cost $300. Custom ones cost $300, right? The whatever pill you was going to sell them is $20. You sell them a good insole for $300. It fixes their posture. They don't have back pain forever. You got a client for life. They fully trust you. They'll come in and spend whatever you say spend. They'll come in and do whatever you say do. They don't care, right? That's a client for life. So instead of giving them drugs that would have probably made $20 or a short amount, just a headshot once a year, they trust you with all of their content and all of their multimedia, and they're spending $80,000 a year with you, $50,000 a year, $20,000 a year, $10,000 a year. $10,000 a year may not be a lot, but when you got 50 clients that you're locked into that's spending $10,000 a year, your car goes from, oh, it's nice, to what is it that you do again? If people are not asking you, what do you do when you show them your car? You ain't there yet, right? If they're not like, so you do what? You're not there yet. That's where you want to get. You want people to ask, what do you do? And then you want to hit their ass with a mission statement. You know what I'm saying? People ask me all the time, what are you on Flash Film Media? We help clients discover new ways to increase client engagement by using digital content designed to get results. I say it just like that to them in the elevator. And they're like, okay, this guy loves what he do. That's what it is. All right, we're getting ready to wrap. But I want to make sure y'all left with something. Y'all didn't just waste an hour and 20 minutes of your time for you to go back and do nothing with it. I want to make sure that you walk away looking to reinvent your business, looking to reinvent yourself. I don't care what country you're in. This works everywhere around the world. If you're in Antarctica and you're selling ice to penguins or fish to penguins, this will work for you. This works in any business. I don't care what your business is. This is not just for content creators. I'm just bringing it to your attention so that you can know, right? Real quick. Frozen, he asked a question that's off topic, but we'll get to it. Do you feed your crew when you're out on your shoot? Not sure what I should do. If it's over 8 hours, yes. Usually, if I'm shooting in a corporate business and it's over 8 hours, most businesses provide lunch because they have people that are there that's working alongside us and they want their people to get it, or we take a lunch break. So, but back to the thing before we wrap. Real important. Your trap needs to have this over on it, needs to have your value proposition throughout it, in and out, right? Your mission statement or your statement that's on your page, your demo reel needs to be full of your value proposition. Real quick, because I know I said it a few times, but you got to get this. If it's not, you're going to lose clients. You're not going to get what you're worth. You're going to have problems closing clients. You're going to have a lower success rate. That means you're going to have to spend more to get leads because you're closing less. That means your advertising budget is going to be $3,000 and I probably can do the same amount with $300 because I've invested in my trap. If you get a really good lure, you don't have to have a crazy boat to go way out to catch fish. If you got a really good lure. So I want you to think about this. I'm going to go through this one last time and then I'm out. I got things to do. A value proposition refers to the value company provides, or I'm sorry, promises to deliver to a customer should they choose to buy their product. If you buy from me, I promise that this is what you'll get. If you follow Flash Film Academy, I promise that you will be smarter and you will have greater business knowledge as a content creator. That is my promise to you, right? You will start to think about things you never thought about when it comes to the business side of what you want to do. I promise you that. I feel like I'm living up to that promise. Right? A value proposition is a part of a company's overall marketing strategy. The value proposition provides declaration of intent or a statement that introduces a company's brand to a customer's by telling them what the company stands for and how it operates and why it deserves their business. My mission statement for Flash Film Academy is turning your passion into profit. Need I say more? With that, I am going to be out. Our next live is going to be Thursday night at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Make sure you're there. And if you got questions, post them in the comment. I may not be able to get them right now, but I'll get to them in due time. Make sure you join the Facebook group. Go to Facebook, search for Flash Film Academy. I don't care where you are in the world. It's a lot of people who have this conversation. Community is so important because you can't go talk to your grandma about this. She won't get it. She won't understand. Some of your friends won't get it, won't understand. Some of them like, what? There's a lot of people who talk business that ain't really doing it. They just want to talk it. Beware of those guys. Beware of them people. Go ask this question to people who are setting business owners. Hey, what's your mission statement? What's your value proposition? What? I challenge you. That's your homework. Run up on everybody who say they're in business in your life and ask them this. Don't even explain what it is. What's your value proposition? What's your mission statement? I don't care if they sell barbecue, if they want to sell Nikes out of their trunk, if they are a rapper looking to sell CDs, to sell their music, right? They got a label. Ask them, what's your mission statement? Just be quiet. That'll let you know where they are. That'll let you know where they are, right? If you go to Flash From Academy and you look under gear list, there's a book called My Personal MBA. It talks about a lot of this, right? Media Smith, good looking out on the super chat. Real man wear Salmon text. I'm gonna bring that Salmon shirt back out probably Thursday. So they'll look at you with a blank face, right? When they don't have a value proposition, they don't have a mission statement, stop taking business advice from them. Stop it. They can't help you. You've outgrown them. They can't help you no more. They can just tell you what they think is nice to appease you, to stay your friend, but they can't help you. You've graduated to the next level. It's getting real, right? It's getting real, real right now. So also, if you're listening on a podcast, make sure you follow us at Flash Film Academy on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you listen on the podcast. And please rate the podcast if you're listening to it or watching it or whatever. If you're rating the podcast on Apple Music, please rate it. I'm trying to chart and get up there with Gary Vee and them, Grant Cardone and them boys. I'm trying to holler at them. I ain't got a personal jet yet, but I'm getting one. So with that being said, I'm going to ask that you be safe still. I'm going to ask that you work on that business. Go look at that website. Evaluate your brand. Analytics is how you determine where you are and how to move forward, how to grow. If you don't have that, you can't determine what's wrong, right? If you're in a bad relationship, write down what you hate about that relationship. It's going to do two things. It's going to let you know how often and how bad it is looking back over time, and it's going to allow you not to make that decision again. It's going to allow you not to go back into that. Well, she said on the 5th that she was going to stop. That was 2 months ago. She ain't stopped. Now she telling me again she going to stop doing this? No, she not. I'm going on the same loop. I got to get out of here. So you got to look at your life and look at analytics. It's the reason why it's there. All right? Everybody be safe. Go run up on somebody. Hey, what's your value proposition? Post your results in the comments, please. Post your results in the comments. Run up on somebody. Just don't say nothing. What's your value proposition? What's your mission statement, bro? When you go buy barbecue off the corner, ask them that. Anybody you know in business, ask them that. Punch them in the throat real quick. Quick jab. Quick jab in the throat. But what's your value statement? Watch they look like they just swallowed about 3 Popeyes biscuits and ain't no water in sight. Watch. All right. With that being said, I will see y'all in the next live. Thank y'all for spending an hour and however long with me. Be safe, people. Be safe. You're at home, quarantine, work on your stuff. Get right. Because when this is over with, people are going to be ready to spend that bread. They're going to be ready to spend that bread. They're going to be ready to spend that bread. People are like, I've been closed in my house. I want to get out and spend my money. I want to spend my money. I can't. They're going to be ready to spend that bread. You make sure your net, your trap is wide open and it captures everything. You want to make sure that trap is wide open. Because you're going to go from zero to hero. You're going to be balling out of control when this is over. I promise you. This is when millionaires are made. When they go back to the shed and they build something while everybody else holding on. Because when they wave that checker flag and they say it's good to go, boy, they're going to be running out of that gate with all this money. And you better make sure you're in a position to come up. Because it's a lot of people watching this feed that's going to go from making $40,000-$50,000 to making $100,000-$200,000 a year simply by listening to 3 live feeds and changing their webs. I promise you. I promise you that. When they wave the flag, these people going to be running with their money. These companies going to be, because they got to catch up. They feel like they're missing something. They got to catch up. Get your traps ready. Get your traps ready. I promise you that. All right, I'll see y'all in the next video. Stay safe.